understand and why they have problems with eternal security. And many people have problems with eternal security. I really feel for a person who has eternal life done deal and yet live in a fear that they can lose it. I said, just claim what's yours. You already have eternal life. It is yours. Now, you can either enjoy it or you cannot enjoy it, but it's yours. And cleansing and forgiving, they're yours. You can either enjoy it or you can not. You can try to do work to come out of all of this. And I don't care what the works are, they're works. Anything other than faith is work. Whatever it may be, you and I do not have to do anything. It is our faith. The prodigal son went home, received what was his. Going home is his faith. And the repentant attitude is, hey, I'll just be a servant. But when he got home, he found not so. And that's a wonderful attitude. I think that's the attitude Peter had before he was restored by Christ. You know, I've really blown this deal now. God's through with me. Christ came up, do you love me? Yeah, okay, go to work. Take what's yours. It's already yours. Nobody takes that away from you. It's already yours. And that's what John is here saying. It belongs to you. So John is encouraging these believers to claim what is already theirs, to experientially what is already theirs, the forgiveness and the cleansing. Well, how horrible it is to be in fear and think, boy, I've got to work and I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've really failed God and all of that. And then you work it all and you come to him, it's already forgiven. You go, what? It's already taken care of. Yeah, but that's already done. You just trust me. And boom. And that's what we have here. This is how beautiful and how simple it is. It's already done deal. You're already cleansed. You're already forgiven. Just claim it. And we're going to study how to claim it. But you may not know it. We claim it by faith. But it's already ours. So this is what we have in this. Next thing I want to deal with then is the having already forgiven. And deal with some things in forgiveness at the cross and how it affects us now. I'll be honest with you, a lot of people have a lot of different ways. Lewis Berry Chafer, without any biblical reason, he could try to explain some things. He'd say, okay, there's a judicial forgiveness and a family forgiveness. It isn't anywhere in the Word, and a lot of people try to do that. We don't need to do that. We don't need to manipulate here. We just need to claim what's already ours. See? And I hope when we go through some verses next, well, it'll be two Tuesdays from now, but next Tuesday Rod will be here, but we'll just go through and we'll look at forgiveness. And there are a lot of things we need to learn about forgiveness between human beings, but dear people, if we don't understand forgiveness from God, we're never going to understand forgiveness between each other.